brother, sister Sade. We got to be a soldier, soldier of love, sisters and brothers. We have to rise above all of that which we have to rise above. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, January the 11th, 2015. Now, sisters and brothers, this that we have described that occurred with President Obama is exactly what is going on in France. According to our brother Webster Tarpley, this I did not hear on Alex Jones, but according to Webster Tarpley, the President of France, Hollande, President Hollande, a week or so ago, a few days ago, a couple of days before this incident in France, was doing an interview with a particular radio station, I believe in France, or wherever the President of France was at the time of this interview. President Hollande began to go into the plans that he had for France. He began to talk about Russia and Libya. Principally Russia. President Hollande began to say that he believed Putin of Russia, Russia's president or prime minister, I'll say head of state, is Vladimir Putin. French President Hollande began to say that he believed Russian head of state, Vladimir Putin, when Vladimir Putin began to say that he did not want to annex the eastern portion of the Ukraine. That is against the mind of NATO. He began, President Hollande, to say that he believed Putin when Putin said that he only wanted that NATO would stop encroaching on Russia's territory. That goes against the mind of NATO, America, Britain, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers. He began to say, President Hollande, that he wanted to restore normal relationships with Russia. Now, there is an incentive for this because France has a couple of naval ships, to sell Russia weapons, etc. So they want to engage in trade and commerce like nations do in normal peacetime situations. So President Hollande has an ulterior motive, but nevertheless, President Hollande said, hey, we want to have normal relationships with Russia. And President Hollande, French President Hollande, said that the sanctions on Russia must be lifted and they must cease and desist and be eliminated. And so Hollande said that he is planning to meet with Russia in some country in the Middle East not too long from now, I believe, before January is done. And even Germany's Merkel, Madam Merkel, is supposed to be there from what I understand. Now, sisters and brothers, everything that Hollande said, French President Hollande, everything he said is concerning Russia is against the wishes of NATO, sisters and brothers, against the wishes of America, against the wishes of Britain, against the wishes of London, against the wishes of Wall Street, against the wishes of the bankers and the banksters and the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. Furthermore, Hollande began to also say he will not intervene in Libya and bomb Libya. Now, France has not been perfect concerning these issues. When Muammar Gaddafi was killed in 2011, I believe it was. France participated. And even at that time, if you look at Norway and how at that time in 2011, Norway, who is supposed to be neutral, and they have a kind of socialist revolutionary type of rhetoric, but they were maneuvered into supporting that wickedness against Libya. But at some point they said, you know what? We're not going to continue to participate. And what happened then? Breivik, a Caucasian man who claimed to be a Christian and claimed to love Europe, popped up and began to shoot and kill the children of the leadership of Norway. That is just like Operation Gladio. Leadership in some country begins to go against NATO, and all of a sudden an act of terror occurs that to us looks like, oh, some crazy person. But it's a setup by the intelligence community to maneuver leadership to continue to do wickedness. And so come back to today. What happened 2 days or so after Alan made those statements that were against the wishes of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, America, Britain, Israel, Germany, etc.? This shooting took place all of a sudden. And it began to be said that one of the men is affiliated with Al-Qaeda in Yemen, and one of them wanted to go to Syria. Well, when you hear Al-Qaeda, you should immediately be thinking of CIA operation. CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. They created these entities. And Boko Haram in Nigeria and other places. These groups are created to foment terror, to maneuver leadership and maneuver people into wicked actions on behalf of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. And Webster Tarpley said, watch the media begin to blame Assad in Syria. And sure enough, according to Webster Tarpley, one of the ladies on MSNBC, I forget her name at the moment, but she resembles Barbara Walters. This lady resembles Barbara Walters to me. She comes on in the morning, weekday mornings. She's a Caucasian lady, really short, really slender. But this lady, if I remember correctly, is the lady that began to say, oh yeah, you should do something about Syria. Or she began to allude to doing something about Syria and pinning this situation on Syria. And just this morning, January the 11th, on one of the Sunday morning programs on MSNBC, the host, the female host, began to say that this lady who was one of those so-called committing the act of terror along with this black man who's dead now, the lady, the Caucasian lady who was with this black man in Paris, is now rumored to be in Syria. Isn't that interesting? Because what they want is to use any situation to justify going into Syria and overthrowing the Assad government in Syria. So, sisters and brothers, it looks to me that it's another situation like Operation Gladio. This cartoonist organization playing on the fear, and we're not justifying. We want to say that we grieve with any and all who have lost their lives. We say to all human beings, all poor working class people, drop your guns. Put your guns down. No longer take the life and destroy the human life of a human being, of a soul on this earth. It does nothing for you, does nothing for me. It does not advance the human being any way whatsoever. So we say, put down the guns and stop shoot and kill other poor working class people. But we also critique the cartoonist organization because they began by making satire and making denigrating fun, as you might say, of de Gaulle, because they were raised up really to oppose de Gaulle and oppose what General de Gaulle was doing against NATO. And so fast forward to today and look at how our buttons are being pushed. Look at how in France they have the greatest percentage of those who have immigrated from North Africa and the Middle East. Why? Because France colonized Algeria. France colonized territories in Africa and the Middle East, as Germany did, as Britain did, as America did. And so those who live in the formerly French colonized territories of the Middle East and Africa migrate to France because they were colonized by France. Those that were colonized by Britain migrate to Britain. Those that have been colonized in these days and times by America migrate to America. And so you look in France, you look at all of these North Africans and Middle Easterners, you look at all of these poor working class Muslims who are disenfranchised, disconnected from society, locked out, pushed out, disinherited, coming from a colonized history, coming to France, not able to get employment, 30% employment in the immigrant community from North Africa and the Middle East. Many youth never had a job. So now you have a situation where instead of helping, you begin to denigrate and make fun of a group of people who are poor working class and victims of society, victims of a system. And these cartoons begin to play into biases and prejudices. And so Webster Tarpley began to tell us that that has nothing to do with free speech. That has to do with the intelligence community using a cartoonist type organization to play into prejudices, play into biases. And then you have the youth who are disconnected and disenfranchised being induced into quote-unquote terrorist organizations. Look at it this way. If they were really affiliated with Al-Qaeda, all of those in Al-Qaeda who are the rank and file, and ISIS and ISIL and Al-Nusra, who are the rank and file, these are poor working class men who are disconnected from society, who have not been given a proper education, who have not been able or unable to access equal employment. And so now the CIA, the MI5, the MI6, the Mossad, working through Al-Qaeda, working through ISIL, ISIS, working through Al-Nusra, they begin to induce disenfranchised poor working class men from the Middle East and North Africa who claim Islam, those who have migrated with their parents to France and other places, who are disenfranchised, disillusioned, young, not totally mentally mature. And so their plight is being used and abused. And so they begin to be induced to join these organizations, commit acts of terror, not knowing that they are doing the bidding of the CIA, Mossad, MI5, N6, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, etc. And see, for those of us who are in America and say, well, we would never join Al-Qaeda. Those of us who are in Britain and are in the Royal Navy and Royal Army say, ah, I wouldn't join Al-Qaeda. Those who are in other places who join the militaries of those nations, sisters and brothers, why is it that men and women join the military and go to kill poor working class people? Is it not because of a lack of education, lack of employment? Is it not because of poverty? Poverty is the backdoor draft to the military. If these young people were able to get an education free and clear and were able to get living wage employment, they would not join the military. So what is the difference? Because the same forces that run Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIL, and ISIS, the same wicked forces run the major militaries of the planet Earth. America, Britain, Israel, France, Germany, the major militaries, even Russia and those as well, the militaries are armed by the same wicked forces. House of Rothschild arm everybody. If you are going to get weapons for your military, you eventually get to the House of Rothschild and the conduits that work on behalf of the House of Rothschild in the weapons manufacturing industry to get the weapons for your military. So the same wicked controller controls Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS, Boko Haram, etc. The same wicked forces control America's military, Senate, Congress, government, corporations, etc. So where can you run? Where can you go? Hong Kong, Shanghai Bankers Corporation indicted for money laundering for the drug cartels and the so-called Islamic terrorists, teaching us that the war on terror is a fictitious narrative and the war on drugs is a fictitious narrative. The House of Rothschild, through the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation and other banking institutions, International Monetary Fund, World Bank Organization, control all Islamic terrorists who have nothing to do with Islam. These acts of terror have nothing to do with Quran, nothing to do with Islam. These drug cartels are controlled by the same bankers. And so we see that it is poverty. It is being locked out of the system. It is being disenfranchised and disinherited that cause men and women to join the militaries of the earth and join mercenary groups like Blackwater, whose name has been changed again to some other name, and who the same impoverished, disenfranchised, disinherited, join Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, ISIL, Boko Haram, etc., because the intelligence communities and the wicked ruling class that control the intelligence communities, they control all of your terrorist organizations, all of your gangs, all of your drug cartels, and all of the major militaries on the earth. So what we have to do is to be able to transcend all of the biases and the prejudices and not allow the media and those in control of the media, who are the same wicked forces that we are speaking of, do not allow them to engender fear within us and cause us to hate all Muslims for the actions of less than 1%. And these that are committing such wicked actions are not Muslims, because Islam has nothing to do with terror. When that Breivik fella in Norway committed those acts on behalf of Christianity, were Christians told to come out in mass and condemn that individual, lest all Christians be made to appear as if they were in league with Breivik and his wicked, deplorable, terroristic actions committed in Norway against youth, killing all those precious babies and youth and young people? No, Christians weren't told to do that. So why is it that Muslims, and we should all condemn all acts of terror, whether these acts of terror come from so-called terrorist organizations, or whether they come from the White House, whether they come from some other governmental institution, financial, etc. And so we are able to see through all of this. Also, consider this, according to Webster Tarpley, that when you have drills going on, and apparently there was a drill going on occurring right around the region that two of those so-called terrorists fled into in the north of France, if I have my information correct concerning the territory or the region. A particular territory that two of those so-called terrorists fled to, a drill was being conducted, and more than likely, this particular drill had all the components of the terrorist act in it. See, when North Africans are recruited, Middle Easterners are recruited to participate in these drills, this particular day, they do not know that the drill is to be flipped live, and that whereas they would play as an actor the part of one who would kill someone and then die by the hands of the police in a drill, that normally no one dies because it's a drill. Well, this day the drill is live and you're the victim. You didn't know it. The same thing apparently happened in New York to the two cops who were killed in a drill 50 feet away or 50 yards away, one of the two. Very close in proximity were two police with canine who chased the perpetrator away from the crime scene, but it was a drill. But when you look around, the two policemen are really actually dead because the drill was flipped live. I say to any and all, do not participate in government drills. Do not participate in military drills, because you do not know when the drill will be flipped live and your life is in danger and your life is in the balance. So we take all this information in. And we see and we know that these acts of terror crop up when leadership doesn't want to go a particular way. These acts of terror crop up when the masses of the people begin to cease thinking in the way that the ruling class would want the masses of the people to think. So we must think today, sisters and brothers. We must rise above the boundaries and the barriers that have been used to separate poor working class people from each other. We must rise above the biases and the prejudices and see that we are sisters and brothers in the human family, children of the Almighty, and that we, instead of being divided, should come together and overthrow the power of the ruling class and the ruling families, and teach the babies, teach the children that they are to be raised up and educated in such a manner that they will be able to run the earth and universe, based on the science of the universe, which is the science of life, the science of life. So sisters and brothers, we're going to have to be thinkers today. We're going to have to be Ptah, the earth mound, rising up out of the waters of noon, the mind that analyzes the reasons for the division, the reason for the hatred, the reasons for the biases and the prejudices. And we are going to begin to go into the root causes of such terrible effects as biases and prejudices and hatreds. And we are going to begin to give birth to the solution to such problem, which is represented by Atum, the ancient Chemites in Kemet, Egypt, referred to Christos as Atum. And today, that Atum in the scientific world is called the atom, A-T-O-M. But that same power, force, reality, describing the field of light, the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen Christos, the hydrogen monstrance, the hydrogen Lord Shiva with the ring of fire above his head, with the third eye in the middle of his forehead. All of these representing the S-U-N solar hydrogen sun and the power of the field of light to transform. Be ye not conformed to this world, this world system, this world order, this world constitution, this world government of wickedness, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, by thinking and thinking and adding truth and knowledge and wisdom to the mind, and becoming reconnected with the parts and the portions of the universe of science and life. By thinking and getting new information and putting information with information, by putting science with religion and religion with science, by adding love and truth and justice and righteousness, putting portions and parts together, making the whole of the universe within our spiritual, mental, and moral construct. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.